Today, the Iowa River is expected to finally start receding in Iowa City. Hundreds of homes have been evacuated there, though it's not clear how many have suffered damage. Floodwaters are also rising in western Michigan after a second straight weekend of severe weather. And back in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 9 miles of the city are still underwater, and experts say it's not likely to recede fully for days. Randy Rundle manages some buildings there. He spent the last week piling up sandbags and boarding up windows. Good morning, Randy. What are you most worried about today?
Right now, what we're most worried about is the, of course, the welfare of the people in Cedar Rapids and along the Cedar River. Secondly, it's getting things restored safely, doing it right so nobody gets hurt in the recovery effort.
Now, you manage 5 buildings in downtown Cedar Rapids. Have you been able to get anywhere near any of them?
No, we've not been allowed to get into the buildings at all. I'm hoping this morning that they say that they have people in place at certain checkpoints where you can check in and they'll escort you to the buildings so we can get in and assess the damage that's been done.
Now, we've read some reports that people are getting a little frustrated with the checkpoints and trying to get in to either see their homes or to their businesses. Did you experience any of that frustration? Did you see others?
No, I didn't experience it. Actually, I have not been able to get back into Cedar Rapids since Thursday. My house is south of Cedar Rapids, about 15 miles, right on the Cedar River, and we've been dealing with the water ourselves at home right now.
And what's it like been in your, what has it been like in your neighborhood?
Well, I actually live out in a farming area. It's a rural, it's not really a neighborhood. It's just a few of us neighbors that live together along the river, surrounded by agricultural land. And it's been a real humbling experience watching that water rise.
Wow.
And continue to rise coming towards your home.
And what does it sound like?
The roar was just incredible. Thursday night and Friday, it was just unimaginable, the sound of it as it rushed across the road in front of our house. In fact, that road is gone now. They're going to have to completely rebuild that highway.
God. You know, Randy, my nephew, Nick, is a student at the university, and he's been telling me these amazing stories of the floodwaters have changed the ecosystem, that it, basically weird spiders and animals of all kinds are sort of roaming around in places you would never see them before. Have you noticed anything like that?
Well, yeah, my wife and I were standing in our front yard watching the river come up on Thursday, and all of a sudden, a large herd of deer came up out of the river bottom, heading right towards our house. Evidently, they'd realized water was coming up, and they were heading for high ground themselves. And like you say, the spiders, I think the groundwater is forcing spiders up out of the ground, but we see a lot of spiders here anyway. So,
Have you seen any of the water receding in, you're saying, not your neighborhood, but in the area where you live?
Yes, the water started receding Friday night, and by yesterday evening, the water had dropped probably, I would guess, about 6-7 feet.
And what is your anticipation, or what do you understand is the forecast for Cedar Rapids?
Cedar Rapids, what I saw last night on the news, the water there had dropped approximately the same amount, maybe 8 feet in Cedar Rapids. It's still well above flood stage. In fact, we're still above the 100-year flood point, which we surpassed the 500-year flood.
Yeah, but it's still going to be some time before you get in to where you can manage the cleanup, right?
Right. Well, I'm hoping to get in there today, and this will be just an assessment. And then once we assess the damage, then we'll put a plan of action together to get the buildings back in shape.
Randy Rundle, resident of Ivanhoe, Iowa, near Cedar Rapids. Thank you.
It's amazing.
A herd of deer.
Herd of deer. I'm surprised you didn't get the rifle out.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.